Hello and welcome to the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, September 18th, Constitution Day. This is Susan Over. We will begin with area airports rely on outside legal help. Unlike their larger siblings, two central Illinois airports have no choice but to rely on outside legal help. Quote, I would imagine no Illinois airport outside Chicago has an attorney in-house, said Gene Olson, airport director at Peoria International Airport. Fiscal year 2016, we had legal expenses of $34,000. There is no way you could hire an attorney for $34,000, said Carl Olson, executive director of Bloomington Central Illinois Regional Airport, who is no relation to his Peoria counterpart. This is a very cost-effective way for us to do business, end quote. The government bodies running those airports, the Metropolitan Airport Authority of Peoria, MAAP, and Bloomington Normal Airport Authority, BNAA, spent very different amounts on legal services in the last few years. Bloomington spent $101,788 per year on average from fiscal year 2013 to 16. Versus Peoria's $33,341 on average over the same period. Bloomington's highest year was 2014. It spent $159,660. Quote, we sued the FAA and FAA administrator on the proposed closing of the air traffic control tower, which contributed to our victory in keeping that tower, said Carl Olson of the Jump in Costs. The airport also spent more on legal counsel to draw up contracts for FedEx to operate air cargo service out of CIRA starting February 1, 2015. Counsel has also helped the Bloomington Airport comply with FAA regulations and do bond issues for less than if the airport hired its own lawyer, said Olson. We operate that airport authority with a very small number of staff. This lets us engage special legal counsel as opposed to expecting one person to be jack of all trades, he said. Gene Olson said his airport had a similar spike in costs when it started working on a new terminal building opening in 2011. Legal fees are going to fluctuate depending on what's going on, he said. Typically, we have attorneys looking anytime we do a lease or have personnel matters. Things like that can bump up your cost. End quote. Attorneys also help the Bloomington Airport with contracts, finance, leases, personnel, and federal and state compliance. MAAP used attorneys for construction, easements, environmental issues, financial audits, grant administration, land acquisition, leases, ordinances, personnel, service agreements, and zoning. The Bloomington Airport Authority paid outside counsel between $90 and $400 per hour. The Peoria Airport Authority paid $100 to $500 an hour for outside counsel. Both men believe using outside counsel exclusively dates back to the earliest days of their airports. Quote, it is much more cost-effective for us to use outside counsel than hire a state attorney, said Carl Olson. The numbers show that. End of quote, end of article. Normal office buyouts. Town officials hope 10 low-level employees will help solve Normal's budget crisis. The Normal City Council will consider today approving an early retirement bonus aimed at cutting staff costs and reducing the town's $1.2 million-plus deficit for next fiscal year. Eligible employees would be in pay grades 30 to 40, the lowest in the town, including receptionists, custodians, educators, and librarians who make less than $57,000 annually. Have 15 years of service as of December 31, 2018. Be at least 55 years old on that date and be eligible to receive a state pension. Quote, most of the managerial employees would likely have to be replaced, so we are not going to realize as much savings, said City Manager Mark Peterson of using a pay grade qualifier. It is a fairly modest incentive, so the question is, how many people are going to feel it's enough to leave, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 years before they plan? Time will tell. End quote. 18 employees would be eligible for that incentive, including a year of single health insurance or 6 months for a couple, as well as a lump sum payment of $500 each year of service up to $12,000. if the employee retires by March 31st, or $250 each year, up to $6,250 if the employee retires by December 31st. Members of the town's police and fire unions would not be eligible. The incentive would be similar to that proposed by McLean County, which is considering a similar program. Unlike the county, the town plans to continue giving employees raises, though both organizations plan to stop adding employees for now. Quote, "We cannot discontinue raises for contract employees. I don't think it's fair to penalize your non-union employees in that situation," said Peterson, end quote. County officials hope their union employees will forgo raises in contracts starting January 1. Normal's union contract runs through March 31, 2020. Peterson said the town could consider layoffs, as the county is, but officials hope to address their budget issues with other spending cuts. That shortfall will not affect property taxes, which Normal uses to pay pensions, he added. Quote, "We hope revenues rebound a little bit. Nearly all of our major fund revenue sources are down year to date," end quote, he said. That includes income tax, sales tax, and utility tax. Peterson said he cannot nail down an exact deficit yet, though the town will definitely need to replace $1.2 million lost when the city of Bloomington ended the Metro Zone Revenue Sharing Agreement for Westside commercial and industrial properties. Officials are also figuring out how to handle a new sales tax collection fee imposed by the state. Finance manager Andrew Hune told the council 2 weeks ago to expect difficult decisions as they plan a budget for fiscal year 2018 starting April 1. Quote, "You will probably see this in other local governments in Illinois, as we are all dealing with this revenue issue," said Peterson of the early retirement program. "We've seen this coming for a while," end quote. The council meets tonight at 7 p.m. on the fourth floor of Uptown Station. End of article. Area calendar. Today. Encryption and code breaking, 7 p.m. at the Bloomington Public Library Community Room, World War II codes. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Anime Club for Adults, 4:30 till 6 p.m. at the Normal Public Library. Community Conversation on Early Intervention, 4:30 till 6 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, at Illinois State University Alumni Center, located at 1101 North Main Street in Normal. Hosted by the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation's Women to Women Giving Circle. End of article. Twin City Youth Cited for Service. Bloomington. Several Pantograph area students have won YICU Service Awards from the Nonprofit for a Better Tomorrow organizer. The awards honor young leaders who make a positive impact on others' lives and their community through everyday actions in their neighborhoods, schools, social service agencies, or through voluntary service to others. Winners in that age group of 12 to 15 were Karis Lovell, 15 of Bloomington, Rajeshwari More, of 12 of Bloomington, and Savannah Slebar, 14 of Bloomington. Winners in the age group 16 and 17 were Bahavna Ravala, 16 of Bloomington, Carolyn Pickering, 17 of Bloomington, and Sankalp Amaravati, 16 of Bloomington. Winners in age group 18 to 22 were Georgie Roll, 18 of Bloomington, Micah Johnson, 18 of Bloomington, and Sankaya Amaravati, 22 of Bloomington. The team award went to the Not in Our School Student Coalition with members Ashwara Shakara, Kavya Sudhir, Mihir Bafna, Anaya Watson, Ajitesh Mupuro, Zitlali Lali Arias, Fiona Ward Shaw, and Shriya Malpani. For a Better Tomorrow, we'll make a $250 donation toward a local nonprofit chosen by the award winners. Jim Karch, Bloomington Public Works Director, received the YICU Youth Mentor Award. Promise Council, a community nonprofit, won the YICU Youth Advocate Award. End of article. Legal advice to public bodies is costly and complex. Bloomington. Defending the public's interest in legal matters has become more complex and expensive for taxpayer-supported public bodies faced with myriad litigation issues ranging from union contracts to wrongful convictions. In a three-part series starting today, The Pantograph, which was yesterday, will examine how public bodies in McLean County and their counterparts in other cities manage the growing number of claims filed against them. The avenues and costs for obtaining legal advice and services vary depending on whether lawyers are employed in-house and how much business is farmed out to firms representing government units. Steve Mart, former corporation counsel for the town of Normal, works for Ansel Glink, a firm specializing in municipal laws and representing several smaller communities in central Illinois. Challenges facing public bodies are diverse, at times beyond resources available in a city hall or a school district. Normal, like many other Illinois communities, is part of a risk pool that allows entities to share legal costs. Law firms handling cases on behalf of members of the risk pool have specialized training. Normal employs two staff lawyers but also used the services of six outside law firms last year at a cost of $60,000. The city of Bloomington changed course after the resignation of former city attorney Todd Greenberg in 2013. The city kept one lawyer on staff and hired a Springfield firm of Storling Northrup to handle most of its legal work. Last year, total fees for the team of Springfield attorneys totaled about $739,000, in addition to about $260,000 paid to other firms. Individuals with claims against local governments face their own challenges, said Bloomington lawyer Terry Dodds, who has been involved in civil litigation against public bodies. The qualified immunity that protects public employees from most litigation stemming from their work is a hurdle for an attorney who takes those cases, said Dodds. Adding to those challenges is the potential stigma directed at people who file lawsuits against local government bodies, and limited resources available to an individual compared to what may be accessible to a government to fight a claim, said Dodds. McLean County has two full-time lawyers in the civil division. First Assistant State's Attorney Don Knapp, who earned $87,465 in 2016. And Assistant State's Attorney Samantha Wally, who was paid $66,474. The county paid $121,000 last year to six law firms with hourly rates ranging from $150 for a liability defense lawyer to $490 for an attorney who works on Medicare reimbursement issues. The decision to use outside counsel is issue-driven, said Knapp. Anytime an issue arises, an assessment is done to determine comfort level and what enterprise assets are at risk. It is assessed case by case, issue by issue. The state's attorney's office also represents 20 county board members, 19 appointed department heads, the Board of Health, and several other boards. The renewal of union contracts with county workers in 2015 and 16 added about $25,000 in legal fees in 2016 and $19,000 the following year, according to county estimates. By far the most costly case for the county was $750,000 in legal fees to defend a federal lawsuit filed by Alan Beeman related to his wrongful conviction on murder charges. The county prevailed in the matter that was handled by an outside firm. End of article. Local League honors retired professor. The League of Women Voters of McLean County has honored, retired Illinois State University English professor Robert Sutherland with its Florence Pfeiffer Boer Award for Community Service. This award carries a $100 honorarium the recipient can give to the program and charity of his choice. The award is given annually in honor of Pfeiffer Boer, the first woman elected to the Illinois Senate and a founder of the local League of Women Voters. Sutherland's community service dates back decades. One of his first actions was to photograph police officers in 1966 who were attempting to prevent Merlin Kennedy, an African-American man, from portraying a black Santa in the Twin Cities annual Christmas parade, according to a nomination statement provided by the league. In 1967, he helped pass an open housing ordinance in Normal. The next year, he helped organize the Central Illinois chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. At ISU, Sutherland advocated for having student members on university boards and committees, and for opening the school's Milner Library to the public. His other work included noise and air pollution from a factory then located near low-income housing, and greater financial relief for the poor. More recently, he has helped monitor conditions in the McLean County Jail and participated in a league study on alternatives to incarceration. He serves on the McLean County AIDS Task Force and gives monthly talks on HIV prevention to inmates 13 to 17 years old at the McLean County Juvenile Detention Center. End of article. Public safety. A man is charged with arson at a place of worship after he allegedly started to burn a sign in front of a church in the 700 block of West Locust Street, Bloomington. Corey Dowell, 21, also is charged with arson of real or personal property after he allegedly tried to burn a fence in front of a house in the 800 block of West Locust. He was jailed in lieu of $3,035 and ordered to avoid alcohol. Drugs. A man faces multiple drug charges. Marquinus Darden, 41, is charged with two counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver near a park, a Class 10 felony. He additionally is charged with four counts of drug delivery and drug possession near a park, Class 1 felonies, two counts of drug delivery and drug possession near a park, Class 2 felonies, unlawful possession of a controlled substance, a Class 4 felony, and unlawful possession of cannabis, a Class B misdemeanor. He was jailed in lieu of $250,035. End of article. Marriage licenses. McLean County. Rory Michael McHugh and Molly Jean Brown, both of Bloomington. Daniel Robert Cannon and Abby Lynn Kyle, both of Bloomington. Stephen Scott Wilson and Ashley K. Nicole Gravett, both of Normal. Jesse James Stone Street and Brandy Lee Turner, both of Bloomington. Devin Sean Cobb, Normal, and Heidi Apollonia Contreras, Bloomington. Brandon Ian Paul Orr and Shelley Lynn Myers, both of Bloomington. Dwight Vernon Rutledge and Ashley Sarah Lopez, both of Moorhead, Kentucky. James Niles Miller and Connie Sue Iams, both of Normal. Brandon Charles Jones and Taylor Marie Zimmerman, both of Shirley. Matthew Brandon Bruce and Shelby Catherine Miller, both of Bloomington. Brett Michael Paul Bridges and Alexia Tyan Leggins, both of Bloomington. Andrew Wayne DeGroote and Rachel Lynn Zimmerman, both of Danvers. And last, Mitchell Kenneth Fallon and Camilla Bugatti Tripicio, both of Bloomington. End of article. Bill Flick. Life besides Portillo's? Yes. Our latest observations as offered by readers and your own resident light boy, LITE. Best business greeting. That highly anticipated Portillo's restaurant in Normal is open. If you drive past, the lot is perpetually full. But at least one other Bloomington Normal restaurant, Bandanas on IAA Drive in Bloomington, is riding out the just-open fascination and displaying a sense of humor. Reads a sign on the Bandanas front door. Thank you for not going to Portillo's today. Newest World Series development. 9 months after the Cubs ended that 108-year drought and won the World Series, it was and is maternity wards in Chicagoland and beyond seeing a celebratory post-win increase in business. As one new mom in Bloomington listed the ingredients of this latest baby-producing breakthrough, a great time, a big celebration, and just the right amount of champagne. Latest metaphor of the times. recently at the Bloomington Public Library using its HTC Vive virtual reality equipment was a game for adult age patrons entitled Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. One player was trapped in a virtual room with a hidden time bomb to defuse. The other players were experts given instructions to find and defuse that bomb by deciphering information before it was too late. As one player said later, "I don't know anymore if this is just a virtual reality." Most eye-catching inadvertent sign pairing. Along Fort Jesse Road in Normal the other morning, coincidentally in front of ARC, a popular recreation center for senior citizens, was the sign. Sale today, antiques. Best Name Club. Kitty Kanko works at Peoria County Animal Control. Jeremy Flood was a first responder from Central Illinois in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Danielle Outlaw is the new police chief in Portland, Oregon. Emily Skye, a meteorologist at WSAW-TV in Wausau, Wisconsin. Robert Stubblefield and John Weedman, according to an exhibit at the McLean County Museum of History. They were two of the area's first farmers who chose, obviously, to deal with a lot of stubble and weeds in their fields. Pastor Dow Moses at New Vision Church of God Indicator. Latest, greatest license speak. As spotted along Veteran Parkway in Bloomington on a bright yellow Corvette, I wanted one. Newest realization about Siri. The voice on your phone and GPS. She apparently likes to sleep in. Corin Fair of Fairbury asked her phone to set an alarm for 6 a.m. That's when Siri responded. Setting alarm for 6 a.m. Don't wake me up. Most timely typo. In an age of Black Lives Matter, Pequod's Pizza, a popular Chicago pizzeria near Lincoln Park, recently listed on its new menus between toppings like pepperoni, sausage, and anchovies, another for Black Lives. We are assuming that was supposed to be Black Olives. Best new business name. Operating out of a home along Arrowhead Drive in Bloomington is a new dual business, listed on city records as a woodworking and honeybee business. Its name is The Boards and the Bees. Newest victim of monkeying around. At last month's McLean County Fair, a capuchin monkey, Bobo, listed as a professional canine jockey, waited until the coast was clear, escaped his cage, and wandered off of the fairgrounds. That is when Bloomington Police undertook one of its more novel search investigations. As a spokesman put it later, BPD's street crimes unit was on scene within seconds. Officers channeled their inner primate and members put their fugitive tracking skills to the test to track down Bobo and safely return him to his owner. A photo of the officers along with Bobo appears at pantograph.com. Three more fun places to visit, if only for their names, as offered by readers. Wide Awake, South Carolina. Keister, Minnesota. Chugwater, Wyoming. Top church signs. As it appears out front of a church in Girard, come in for a free faith lift. Do you have an item for life? Send it by email to BillFlick@pantograph.com or to the Bill Flick page on Facebook. Our latest board of contributors, Harold Skillrude, Jeff Payne, Dean Baer, Joe Culpepper, Terry Turley, Ruthie Cobb, Lee Templeton, and Jane Pickering, Bloomington, Angela Proctor, Farmer City, Rob Lee, Danvers, Keith Palmer, Chicago, Dave Hawkinson, Girard, Sam Harrod, Eureka, Jerry Crabtree, Hazelhurst, Wisconsin, Eric Lantemain, Minneapolis, Mark Leibovitz, Kathy Firm, and Roger Hughes of Normal. End of article. Summer's last gap. Normal. With help from her three grandchildren, Marilyn Fries coaxed a caterpillar from a golf cart to a garden bed. Quote, "We would like to be out in nature and see this beautiful garden." "It is a feast for your eyes," said Fries of Normal. End quote. Her family enjoyed Saturday's annual autumn festival on the grounds of the ISU Horticulture Center on Rab Road. Visitors could roam those gardens, explore a cornfield maze, cook s'mores, and take wagon rides. Temperatures in the mid-80s drew a large crowd, with all proceeds benefiting the Horticulture Center. Freeze has an explanation for the warm fall temps. Quote, "It's Illinois. Our weather is always in a confused state," she said. "This feels like the last gasp of summer," end quote. During the festival, organizers and vendors encouraged visitors to get up close and personal with the plants and produce. At one booth, kids could toss rotten fruit at a target to win a prize. "I hope this raises awareness of that center and gives people an opportunity to get out and enjoy nature," said horticulturist Jackie Dixon. "People can see what the ISU students are working on and enjoy the 5-acre park we are restoring." The Horticulture Center is maintained by ISU faculty and students and used for research and education. The center is open to the public from dawn to dusk every day. End of article. Crowd walks for cure and understanding. Alzheimer's walk took place on Heartland campus. Normal. A river of purple ran through the campus of Heartland Community College on Saturday to raise awareness of Alzheimer's. More than 500 people dressed in purple and wielded pinwheel flowers at the Alzheimer's Association walk to end Alzheimer's. Quote, "Our goal is to get everyone out here to raise awareness. There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's. We want people to stay educated on this disease and raise money for a cure," said Maggie Schnitker, special events manager, end quote. Walkers raised nearly $100,000 that will benefit research and advocacy. "Much of the money stays in the community, with some funding the national cause," said Schnitker. A group of residents from Meadows at Mercy Creek Assisted Living Center in Normal marched in honor of friends, family, and spouses who have battled the disease, which is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Quote, "We are walking to represent the nursing home in Meadows, where there are a number of patients with Alzheimer's and dementia. So many people are suffering from this disease, including caregivers," end quote, said Meadows resident Bill Flatman. When the person who has always been the rock and foundation of a family goes through something they don't understand and you don't understand, it is difficult. Quote, "If you know someone with this disease, be compassionate, patient, and loving," said Williams. "Even though their mind is slipping, they still can sense your love." End of article. Divorces. The following divorces were recently finalized in McLean County Circuit Court. Cannell, William and Tara Cannell. Schmidt, Travis and Aaron Applington Schmidt. Hearn, Laura and Perry Hearn. Jenkins, Marilyn and Stephen Jenkins. Stober, Rena and Andrew Stober. De Los Santos, Stacy and Albertino De Los Santos. Villanueva, Anna and Miguel Villanueva. Gooding, Sandra and Marion Gooding Jr. End of article. Rauner signs China Illinois Pact. Governor Bruce Rauner wrapped up a 9-day trade mission to China. A news release Sunday said the Republican signed an agreement for a program between Wei Shang Group Corps in Wangzhou and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. This fellows program will send U of I students and scientists to China to study their culture and work on sustainable energy technologies. This has been Susan Over reading to you from the first half of the Bloomington Pantograph on Monday, September 18th. At this time, we will take a short break.